Welcome to The Lion's Den, a podcast from Red Lion Controls. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Kern. Thank you so much for joining us here today. On this episode, we are going to be talking about why the industry is moving to managed Ethernet switches. And joining me today, we have two subject matter experts who are going to walk us through this topic, tell us a little bit more about the conditions that are moving us in this direction, and so, so much more. So joining me today is Barry Turner, Technical Business Development Manager at Red Lion Controls. Barry, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Excellent. We are thrilled to have you along, Barry. And we're also thrilled today to be joined by Megha Agrawal. She is the Technical Project Manager at Red Lion Controls. Megha, thank you so much for being here and joining us.
Thank you so much. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you as well. So thank you both once again for being here on the podcast today. Megha, this is your first time here on the show. So I would love to have you just introduce yourself to everyone and give us a little bit of background into who you are, what your role is, and a little bit more about that role at Red Lion. So introduce yourself to the audience for us.
Hi, I'm Megha Agrawal. I'm a technical project manager at Red Lion Controls. I have over 10 years of experience in the industrial space. I have a master's degree in computer controls and automation, and I'm CCNA certified as well. Here at Red Lion, I work with our strategic customers to make sure that their industrial automation and networking needs are met. For my job, I need to understand both sides of the industry to serve our customers in the best possible way.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Thank you so much for that background on a little bit more about who you are. And Barry, same thing. Let's reintroduce you to our audience. Tell everyone a little bit more about you and your role at Red Lion.
Well, hey, my name is Barry Turner, and I'm your Technical Business Development Manager here at Red Lion Controls. So I've been in the industrial space for a little over 10 years now, supporting Red Lion's sales process and working directly with our customers to solve their problems in some of the most critical industrial applications around the world. Prior to coming to the industrial side, I spent 15 years doing IT work, and so doing everything from PC repair to cable pulls, to network engineering and administration. So I've been doing connectivity for roughly 25 years now.
So Barry, given that experience that you have a lot of experience in that IT space. Have you witnessed any parallels there that you are now seeing in the OT space today? Have you noticed any parallels in those two worlds and what you're seeing nowadays?
Well, if we go back to the beginning of my career, so the mid to late 1990s, the main theme that we saw in the IT space was rapid deployment. And so we were trying to get things connected as quickly and easily as possible, which meant we're connecting servers, printers, PCs, all kinds of things as quickly as possible, which normally left little room for robust security strategy. So as networks became larger, they became larger targets for would-be attackers and hackers. And so viruses and worms were produced with a low priority on security and deployment. Many times those attacks were able to take an entire network down or even wipe it out completely, which seems unheard of, but or unlikely, but it did indeed happen. To combat this, IT admins everywhere started using robust strategies to protect their networks, using layers of protection to help mitigate an attack. Many times this meant replacing inexpensive unmanaged Ethernet switches with managed switches that offer the security features needed to provide a layered approach to security. Features that offer control over how traffic flows across the network and who has access to what. Features like VLANs, port control, and access control being some of the most important. So I am for sure seeing parallels in the OT space in terms of their change in priority of how they address network connectivity and security. As folks in the industrial space connect more devices to larger networks, they see a need to move to managed switches to give themselves and leverage those features in the managed switch to protect and create a layered approach to their networking. And it gives them a defense in depth approach.
Thanks for explaining that, Barry, and talking a little bit more about the parallels that you've seen across your years of experience. And so, Megha, you've also been in the industrial space for a while, too. Have you seen similar shifts to what Barry's describing?
Absolutely. I can actually recall a customer whom we visited for troubleshooting of our HMIs. So now this customer was having intermittent PLC data going to the HMI, intermittent communications, basically. We spent many hours troubleshooting their HMI, but we just couldn't find the problem at all. When we first opened the cabinet, we did realize that they had an unmanaged switch connecting all the devices in the cabinet. After a long time of troubleshooting, I decided to do an IP address scan just to see what kind of data is passing through that HMI and that switch. I quickly realized that a lot of PCs and other devices are sending data through that switch. We convinced the customer to swap their unmanaged switch with their managed switch. Luckily, I had it in my kit that day. As soon as the customer moved and changed that to the Redline managed switch, all our HMI problems just disappeared. In this customer's case, the problem was multicast traffic was passing through the switch, through the unmanaged switch, and going through the HMI, which was causing communication issues. As soon as we put the managed switch in place, the managed switch took care of all of that multicast data automatically, and the HMI communications were smooth and clear.
So that's a great point, Mecca. There are many features in a managed switch, and one very important feature that Red Lion's managed switch offering has is automatic IGP snooping, which is just a technical feature that automatically configures the switch for multicast traffic, which typically causes a problem on the network if it's not configured properly. Without this Red Lion only feature, networks can be poorly configured and cause major downtime or sluggish networks.
So what it sounds to me is that managed switches and the features that they have can help customers keep their networks running smooth longer. Is that right? Especially in a day and time when uptime is of vast importance, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So these features simply provide more tools for the controls engineers to pull from to solve their challenges. That's it. So another story that I can tell that really drives this point home is a few years back, I came across a support ticket for a customer complaining that he had Red Lion unmanaged switches in his network. And his network problem that he had was when he plugs his laptop in, the network broadcast storms and the process itself fails. And this is a live application. This is something that needs to be running. He plugs his laptop into the network to do what he needs to do, and the network fails. So he is initially believes that it's the network switches, the unmanaged switches causing a problem. Given the experience that I have, I've never seen an unmanaged switch create traffic or create a problem on the network. So it was very unlikely that it was the switch causing the problem. It was more likely that the problem was being caused by one of the other devices on the network. And so because he had unmanaged switches only on his network, we simply didn't have very many tools at our disposal. And so we had to go about troubleshooting this in a very manual way, which meant we had to do what we would do to cause the problem, but unplug one of the devices before we did that. So we would just pick a port, unplug it, do what we did to cause the problem, see if the problem persists. If it did, unplug the cable we just plugged in and then plug the other one that we unplugged and let the network normalize. And so, and like I said, it's a very manual process. You start with one, you go through, you know, everything on the that's plugged in until you find that the device is causing the problem. And so after a long amount of time, unplugging and plugging and testing and retesting, we finally discovered that the problem was the PLC. And so the reality was the PLC needed a firmware upgrade. And so we figured out what device it was. A quick Google search, we were able to determine that, okay, yeah, it is the PLC network card that needs a firmware upgrade. I wrote the customer an email. He sent that to the vendor. Vendor sent back a firmware, and he was able to upgrade his firmware on his network card, and the problem went away. But the fact is that the customer just didn't have enough tools at his disposal to be able to get to resolution quickly. And instead of a couple of minutes to find out what the problem was and to resolve it, it took a couple of hours. And so he and I both had to work through that. So you can imagine the cost that he incurred, the downtime, and then just trying to figure out what's wrong with it. So a better approach here is to have managed switches in your application that meet the requirements of the application.
Agreed. Using a managed switch can be initially expensive, but in the longer run, it saves hours and, you know, so much dollars in time and money, basically. And you get a lot of good features from these managed switches as well, like security features, network segregation using VLANs, port mirroring for troubleshooting, advanced diagnostics, as you mentioned, Barry, network redundancy using faster ring protocols. We just want to make sure that our precious controls data keeps running, control systems keeps running without any network-related issues.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. I think you guys did a great job of explaining that. And so as we begin to wrap up this podcast, is there any closing remarks that you'd like to leave the audience with? What sorts of things do you want them to know and understand after they've listened to this episode of the podcast?
So I'll just kind of state the obvious here, but just say that adding managed switches to your network does not make you secure. Adding managed switches to your network gives you more tools to implement layers of security and protection to ensure that your network aligns with the security policies of the IT department, and also offers more tools to help troubleshoot your network when things are not going as expected. While they do cost a little more upfront, they pay dividends for your application throughout the entire application lifecycle. And when you partner with a vendor like Redline Controls, you get a managed industrial Ethernet switch that is simple and easy to use and is built for your environment. So if you'd like to have a deeper conversation around this, please reach out to myself or Mika or your sales rep. And our contact information is in the notes for the podcast.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Barry Turner, Mega Agrawal, thank you so much for joining us today here on the podcast and sharing a little bit more about managed Ethernet switches and the benefits that they can provide. Thank you again so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And everyone, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. As you heard Barry mention, make sure to reach out to these two experts if you have questions, if you need to learn more about these sorts of things, if you need to, to reach out and get your questions answered, make sure to get in contact with them and the folks at Redline. They are experts in these sorts of things. So you want to reach out and have those conversations and stay tuned. We'll be back soon with new episodes of the show. But for this episode, for my guests today, Barry and Mega, I've been your host, Tyler Kern. Thanks so much for joining us.